Dr. Covey was the first ever John M. Huntsman Presidential Chair in Leadership at the Huntsman School of Business. He was appointed to that position on February 18th, 2010, and has been serving as a research professor since then. That is to say, while he would give occasional lectures in the Huntsman School of Business, he didn't actually teach a course. His responsibilities were to disseminate new information, build new ideas, built on the core principles of Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And he was really an ambassador for the school. I might say that he served in this capacity without compensation. His compensation, he returned to the school 100% of anything that we gave him, he gave back to us. So his contribution was completely a labor of love, and we were very fortunate and blessed to have him part of our faculty during that brief period of time.
He sounds like an upstanding sort of guy.
Well, he was. I first met Stephen in 1990, as I recall. And I was introduced to him by a mutual friend, and I have had many opportunities to visit with him since then. And I have to say, every time I was in his presence, I was uplifted. He had that kind of influence on people.
I know quite a few people have read his book and have been influenced by that alone, let alone by his, you know, personal influence.
His books have sold more than 20 million copies around the world. So he is, without a doubt, one of the great management and leadership thinkers of the last century, always and regularly featured at the top of the most influential thinkers in business and leadership around the world.
Now, some said that he will leave a legacy that will inspire others to live up to the same sort of ideals that he did. What do you think about that, and do you think it'll affect USU students the same?
Well, I certainly do think he's left an enormous legacy. His legacy is one not only of ideas, but it's one of behavior. Stephen exemplified the many habits that he suggested that we all ought to adopt in order to become effective leaders and effective people working in organizations and in families and in communities. And he worked very hard to live those principles. He was never satisfied with just simply articulating an insight. It was important to him to live it, and he lived it to the very best of his ability.
It's definitely obvious that you are feeling quite a bit of pain over his passing. What about the rest of the school? How will it be affected?
Well, I think any time you have a giant passing from the scene like Stephen is, and he truly was a giant, he will cast a long shadow. Our students would love to have had a greater personal contact with Stephen, but it just wasn't possible in the last year in particular. He was in failing health, and then he suffered a terrible bicycle accident, which took him out of contact with our students. So their connection with Stephen this last year has been mostly through his books and through his ideas, and that will go on in an unending way. In fact, we've chosen his most recent book, which was published in October of 2011, as our required reading for the year. We will feature it when the new students come back to campus. It's called The Third Alternative, and we're going to encourage everybody to read that book. It's about synergy. It's about how you create win-win solutions. How do you take people who are in contestable situations and help them find alternatives that are greater and better than either could have imagined possible? And if there's one habit that really defines the way in which he devoted his life, that's it. You know, he served on a very distinguished panel of people who have been trying to work to bridge the gap between the West and the Islamic world, and Stephen was very much a part of that. But these are kinds of conflicts and issues that could be at that level, but could also be within families and neighborhoods. It's part of the human condition, and so Stephen's work spoke on a very broad level.
That was Utah State University Dean Douglas D. Anderson, the Dean of the John M. Huntsman School of Business. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.